You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I responded in two ways. I was obviously really delighted and happy. It felt like, you know, a victory. We're winning. We're winning this. We're stopping oil and gas in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And we're taking climate change seriously because, you know, people, communities, hapu and iwi across the country have pushed hard and hard for the last decade or so. So that's really great. But at the same time, I was really disappointed to see that the government is still allowing onshore oil and gas drilling in Taranaki continuing. So it's a real shame and a missed opportunity in that way, because it does a lot of harm to the local environment and to local communities. You know, where fracking is taking place in rural areas and discharges to the environment and all of that. So it's a bit of both, you know, happiness on the one side that we're winning and grumpiness at the same time that the government didn't go all the way. And we know that we have to go all the way. We have to leave fossil fuels in the ground if we want to take climate change seriously. So, yeah, a mixed bag of emotions, I suppose.
Do you think that was communicated well enough in the media? That it's not quite everything?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of people were really stoked to see the decision around offshore drilling. So a lot of focus went to that. And I suppose Taranaki... The Taranaki reality went under in those announcements, I suppose. So the fact that you know, 1,700 square kilometres of land are still potentially opened up for further block offers and drilling in onshore Taranaki is sort of going under in the national media coverage. But yeah, I mean, it's a reality for many communities here, for people who live day and night next to drilling. You know, they're fracking in Tikorangi this month. That's in rural Taranaki behind Waitara. That's the Taranaki reality, and has been since the 1860s, I suppose.
That's right. So, I mean, there's a lot of fuel extraction happening in Taranaki all the time, and it has been for a long time.
Yeah.
People that don't actually live there don't really know the effects of that. What is the context?
Well, the industry is a big player of daily life in Taranaki. You know, the swimming pool in New Plymouth is named after Todd Energy, one of the oil companies that have been drilling here. You know, a lot of people, including our own whānau, are working in the industry. So that's a reality. But it's also a reality that the industry is damaging the local environment. You know, all the drilling waste has to go somewhere, and it's either injected back into Papatūānuku, back into the earth, or it's spread onto paddocks in a process that they call land farming, where they basically spread toxic drilling sludge onto dairy farm paddocks and then put cows back onto it. So it's a real, you know, problematic situation, and we, you know, obviously there's some gain to some parts of the community that are working in this industry, but also other parts of the community that have to live with the environmental and social and health effects of your community being turned into a gas land. And of course, on top of that, there's climate change. So those of us who are opposed to this activity, you know, there's always been people opposed to this industry in Taranaki. And I suppose we're just continuing that struggle against the fossil fuel industry.
Some of the reactions have also been concern around people losing jobs.
Yeah.
How do we mitigate that?
Someone on national radio texted in yesterday and said, you know, a 30-year notice that you know might have to transition into another job is quite a long notice. You know, who else has a 30-year job security? No one does. You know, that's the reality of all our working lives. But you know, we need to transition, and we need a just transition at the same time. You know, we can't just let working people take, you know, companies take all the benefits, and working people and the environment pays the price. So we need a just transition, but we need a transition urgently, and I'm afraid it's not going fast enough. Like, we need to transition to a carbon neutral society a lot faster than we are at the moment. So yeah, we need to keep pushing, and we need to work together with unions and with workers to make sure that it's a just transition.
That was Urs Signer from Parihaka. Lillian Hanley talked to him. He is a member of Climate Justice Taranaki. So following the announcement by the government to end new offshore oil and gas exploration, he posted on Facebook about what is happening onshore at the time. So he said, alongside the good announcement, they also opened up consultation on a potential tender process of 1,703 square kilometres of onshore Taranaki. That's 23% of the Taranaki region, including some conservation land. Once consultation is complete, New Zealand Petroleum and Minerals will provide advice to the minister, who will decide the final area to be released for tender. The tender is expected to open in August 2018. Is this our nuclear-free moment? We've got to keep pushing. Companies have been fracking in Taranaki since the early 90s, discharging toxic drilling waste back into old wells or spreading it onto paddocks, flaring 24/7 discharges into streams. The government will consult hapu and iwi to identify areas of sensitivity or significance that the minister needs to be aware of. So please be active in your hapu and iwi and say this activity is not on. Stay tuned. We will be talking to Jamie Lee Ross from the National Party next and continuing to talk about this issue of oil and gas exploration on the offshores of Taranaki.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.